Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Dr. Don Ritter. He is the Senior Director of Health Services for Mount Air Farms. Don, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, thanks.
Don, antibiotic-free is getting a lot of headlines in the industry right now. It's an exciting development. And then there are other producers that want to stick with the what they call conventional production, and that involves using all FDA-approved medications under veterinary supervision. It just seems like we've got two ends of the pendulum here. Is there a way for it to find some middle ground?
Yeah, so I think that's a good way to describe antibiotic use. Is we've heard a lot about the two ends, right? We've heard about the people that want to use conventional production. I think there's a antimicrobial resistant risk in that. If we give antibiotics that are medically important to millions of animals, that's probably not the best thing to do. Okay, and then the other end is no antibiotics ever production. So, like, that's okay for the ones that don't get sick, and then the ones that do get sick, normally their mortality gets quite high before they get medicated, and I think there's a poultry welfare penalty that program produces. So I think there's room in the middle, and a pendulum normally, you know, gravity takes over, and it ends up in the middle. And the middle satisfies most consumers. And so the middle would be a certified responsible use or a judicious use guideline for antibiotics that addresses antimicrobial resistance and also provides for poultry health and welfare.
Now, when you talk to most consumers, though, they don't live in that gray world. It's either you have antibiotics or you're using antibiotics or you're not. Is it realistic to think that we could educate consumers to say that, well, some antibiotics at some of the time is going to be okay?
Yeah, you know, I think it is, but it will take an education process, and it will take some big retailers to kind of come out in the middle and establish a kind of a middle certified program. You know, I describe it to consumers or customers that we produce, say, 1 million chickens a week, and say that's the size of half of Atlanta, right? You know, somebody in Atlanta is going to need some antibiotics, okay? So occasionally chickens get sick, and they're going to need to be treated. And the chickens after treatment are just as wholesome and healthy as the ones that didn't receive treatment. So it's not a food safety risk. It's a keep the chickens healthy, reduce antimicrobial resistant risk for people, and that's the sustainable certified middle that I think the industry should try to go towards.
And you say certified, how exactly would we certify judicious use?
Yeah, so a certified would be a third-party audited program by AMS, part of USDA, American Marketing Service. And there's one out there now for institutional purchases called Certified Responsible Antibiotic Use. And that program is already established with clear guidelines and already AMS audited. And I think that we could modify that program into a retail-friendly label that would be easily understood by most consumers.
And are you participating in that school program that you just described?
So we are working with School Food Focus to try to help develop a retail label for a certified middle antibiotic use program. And we will become CRAU certified in the meantime.
How did this program get focused on schools to begin with?
Yeah, so the program began, School Food Focus is a nonprofit group that partnered with Pew Charitable Trust to develop some guidelines for a local, sustainable, safer food supply for school lunch programs. And so they developed these antibiotic guidelines. They realized that no antibiotic ever meat was too expensive for most school programs, and they didn't like the conventional production where millions of animals receive medically important drugs. So they actually came out with a very solid middle ground program that takes care of the people risk and addresses the poultry welfare penalties of some of the other programs.
So you're describing a program that is going to provide getting back to your pendulum analogy, in terms of pricing, you would expect the pricing of this kind of chicken to fall somewhere in between the traditional supermarket chicken and the no antibiotics ever?
Yeah, I think there'd be a minimal premium needed to cover a CRAU type standard.
There are surveys out there that show that veterinarians wield a tremendous amount of credibility with consumers. Is there a way that veterinarians like yourself can leverage that credibility and to try to move a program like this forward?
Well, I do think veterinarians are going to be part of that dialogue and part of the trusted dialogue. But I also think the NGOs and the nonprofits that are kind of don't have a dog in the fight, I think lend a lot of credibility to some of these programs like Pew Charitable Trust, mm-hmm. like School Food Focus. And I think the major retailers that adopt the certified middle antibiotic standard can go a long ways to educating the consumers of why they made that choice and that it was the sensible choice for both the animals, takes care of the people, takes care of the animals, and is really kind of a One Health standard. And so One Health is a multidisciplinary approach that means healthy people, healthy animals, healthy planet. And I think most consumers can understand that when given those facts, and I think we'll congregate to that when it's available.
And could this help ensure a safer food supply?
I think healthy animals are part of a safer food supply. And I think a certified responsible antibiotic use is part of keeping animals healthy.